WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today, the chance of rain this morning, and then again this afternoon, a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. Topping local news, officials are investigating a small plane crash that killed the pilot. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer's 53-year-old Jack Crane of Clarinda was killed in the crash that happened at around 1:30 p.m. Sunday. Crane's BD-4 experimental single-engine plane came to rest about 100 yards away from a farmhouse. That's about 2 miles southwest of Clarinda. The plane was registered to Crane Construction Incorporated. It was manufactured, according to the FAA, in 2005. Sheriff's officials couldn't say if Crane had issued a distress call or if there was any indication of engine failure prior to the crash. Investigators from the Federal Aviation Administration will work with local officials today to try and determine what caused that crash. FAA records show that the BD-4 Crane flew had a Lycoming engine capable of producing up to 200 horsepower. News time is 7:08.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said only minor injuries were reported following a single vehicle rollover accident Saturday afternoon. Officials say at around 12:30 p.m., an investigation into the crash determined a van operated and owned by 73-year-old Philip Larry Turner of Elliott was traveling west on 120th Street when the van got too close to the shoulder of the road. The vehicle sustained $3,000 damage after it entered a ditch and rolled over. Turner was transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by private vehicle for treatment of minor injuries. No charges have been filed. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Sunday that two Villisca men were arrested over the past few days. Sunday afternoon, 30-year-old Adam Leroy Mattson of Villisca was taken into custody on a charge of simple assault following an incident at the 400 block of 3rd Street in Villisca. Mattson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And late Thursday morning, 28-year-old Chad Allen McEwen of Villisca was arrested for breach of public peace following an incident in the 300 block of South 3rd Avenue in Villisca. McEwen was also being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. A 24-year-old Iowa man is the suspect in the shooting death of a 26-year-old man. Adel Police and the Dallas County Sheriff's Office responded to a shooting report at around 11 p.m. Saturday. Officers found Nathan Green of Adel wounded outside of an apartment complex. He later died at a hospital. Investigators say Brandon Madron is suspected of shooting Green. Madron was being held on suspicion of first-degree murder and a weapons charge in the Dallas County Jail. Officials of the Iowa Lottery say someone in Guthrie County bought a $2 Powerball ticket for Saturday's drawing that earned them a cool $1 million. The lottery said the ticket was purchased at a Casey's convenience store in Guthrie Center. The lucky player matched the first five numbers in Saturday's drawing but missed the Powerball. The entire $50 million jackpot went unclaimed. And so far, no one has fessed up to owning the $1 million ticket. In January, the cost to pay the play Powerball increased from $1, that is. But the prize for matching the first five numbers increased to $1 million from $200,000. Saturday's winning numbers were 23, 28, 50, 56, 59, and the Powerball was number 5. And the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Board of Directors will meet this evening at City Hall. Some action items and or new business on their agenda will include an update on the Park and Rec's capital improvements projects, discussion with regard to the summer recreation programs, a status report on vandalism perpetrated on Sunnyside Park, and much more. That meeting begins at 5:15. News time is 7:11.
Health Mart pharmacies are independently owned pharmacies. We offer all the benefits of national chains with the highly personalized care you expect from a family-run business.
As a Health Mart pharmacy, we at Rex Pharmacy care for you like a member of our very own family. We always provide the highest quality products and services along with exceptional everyday value. We strive to deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise by dedicating ourselves to being there in your times of need. Rex Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources and provide the best products and services for your professional pharmacy care.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. It's true, bigger has more buying power, but many times bigger also means that you become smaller. That's why we're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart. You're still the most important part of our business, and with the quality of Health Mart, we can offer you the services and care you expect and competitive prices. Let us show you today. I'm Josh, and I want to be your Health Mart pharmacist.
Health Mart and Rex Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
In our funeral announcements, Pearl Alvina Peterson, age 85, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, and formerly of Avoca, died February 13th. Funeral services for Pearl Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Juanita Highland, age 80, of rural Panora, died Friday. Funeral services for Juanita Highland will be held today at 2:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Richard Dick Rote, age 77, of Redfield and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday. A celebration of life memorial service for Dick Rote will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Alice Bornhoft, age 89, of Manila, died Thursday. Funeral services for Alice Bornhoft will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of arrangements. Ronald Purdy, age 91, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ronald Purdy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Arlene Wegner, age 82, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Arlene Wegner will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Jane Wessling, age 75, of Anita, died Friday. Funeral services for Jane Wessling will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Gudrun Jacobson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Friday. Funeral services for Gudrun Jacobson will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. W. Faye Fredrickson, age 93, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Faye Fredrickson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Arlene Lysted, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Arlene Lysted will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Frank Thomas Silk, age 93, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Frank Silk will be this coming Saturday at 1:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Lorraine Ely, age 86, of Exira and formerly of Anita, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Lorraine Ely are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And Carolyn Vonamy, age 88, of Arcadia and formerly of Manning, died Sunday at the St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Carolyn Vonamy are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic Battery Headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.